This is Jamie Partridge, and thanks to our engineer, Danielle Parks. Good night.
And thanks for listening to us on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for Prison Pipeline.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Tune into cable every weekday at 7 p.m. for Hard Knock Radio. News and views from a hip-hop perspective with Davey D. Hard Knock Radio features in-depth interviews and profiles with community leaders, activists, hip-hop artists, and musicians, giving voice to community concerns and offering a unique forum to explore issues relevant to hip-hop community. That's every weekday at 7 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Baby, you understand me now.
Good evening, greetings, and welcome to Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli. Yes, we are getting very funky this evening with the holiday spirit. Happy holidays, incarcerated America. This is Prison Pipeline. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. I'd like to wish you all happy holidays. We hope you're warm and safe and happy and healthy wherever you are, whether you are incarcerated or not. There are folks sitting at home right now, but you know, we're bringing it to you live from the studio tonight. We are here for you. We hope you enjoy. We thank you for listening to KBOO and being a listener and supporter and being part of this whole cause and movement around learning and educating people about mass incarceration and keeping it strong. So I want to give our holiday greetings to folks out in Pendleton and Snake River, OSP, Coffee Creek, Northwest ICE Detention Center, all the youth correctional facilities, and of course all our amazing hosts for this show, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And we are also here live with our wonderful engineer, Kid Wonder, Michael Fectalis. He's here with us on the holiday celebrating. So we are gonna start the show off talking about that holiday spirit, and that holiday spirit is the love for the people. And anybody who is familiar with that term would find it reminiscent from the 1960s era, and of course in the Black Panther movement, and talking about UEP Newton from the Black Panther Party is Mumia Abu-Jamal, political prisoner formerly on death row, and he is coming to us live with one of his pieces called Yui for the Love of the People. This was recorded last October with Prison Radio.
Yui, love for the people. Dr. Huey P. Newton, the founder of the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California, began the organization, along with Bobby Seale, as a body focused on the people, on their defense, and also in their service. In most media portrayals of the time, black radicals were always described as black militants, and if they were pictured, one saw a young man or woman with a seemingly permanent scowl on their face. Huey broke through this media mold by beginning early with the party's own media. A newsletter made on a mimeograph machine with a picture of a young black man killed by cops in Richmond, California. I have to ask, does anybody in this audience know what a mimeograph machine even is? If you do, I bet you're over 50. What was the point, though? That the people were important, not the party. For party members were taught from the first days of membership that party members were servants of the people. It is in that spirit that we saw party leaders start programs like the Free Breakfast for Children program, the Free Clothing program, Free Shoes programs, and Free Health Clinic programs, and the like. Those programs, based in local churches or party offices, served to develop close relationships between the people and the party in a way that has rarely been imitated by radical or revolutionary collectives. On November 18, 1970, Huey gave a speech at Boston College. There, he spoke about many of these programs that the party began, telling the audience, "In order to exist, we must survive. Therefore, we need a survival kit, the 10-point program. It is necessary for our children to grow up healthy, with functional and creative minds. They cannot do this if they do not get the correct nutrition. That is why we have a breakfast program for children. We also have community health programs. We have a busing program. We call it the Bus for Relatives and Parents of Prisoners. We realize that the fascist regime that operates the prisons throughout America would like to do their treachery in the dark. But if we get the relatives, parents, and friends to the prisons, they can expose the treachery of the fascists." Dr. Huey P. Newton ended his speech by telling the audience that the people make the revolution. What we see here is that the central governing ethos of the party was a survival and well-being of the people. What people? The most oppressed segment of American society. Black people. Poor people. It is from this community that the party drew its members. It is to this community that the party directed its 10-point program. It is for this community that the survival programs were implemented. Whether we use the term the community or the people, we're talking about the same entity. The Black Panther Party went through a number of ideological iterations, from nationalists to internationalists, from Malcolmites to Marxists, from Marxists to intercommunalists. But the party performed another vital service, one rarely given credit for, and that's in the realm of theory. Dr. Huey P. Newton dared to theorize and analyze the world around him, and to call that theory intercommunalism. What did he mean by intercommunalism? Dr. Newton argued that the party and all phenomena goes through a period and process of transformation based upon the notion of dialectical materialism, and he illustrated this by the initial phase of the party being nationalist to internationalist and beyond. He argued further that the power of the U.S. empire was such that it neutralized and actually negated other nations. Dr. Newton wrote, "We found that because everything is in a constant state of transformation, because of the development of the mass media, because of the firepower of the imperialists, and because of the fact that the United States is no longer a nation but an empire, nations could not exist, for they did not have the criteria for nationhood. their self-determination, economic determination, and cultural determination has been transformed by the imperialists and the ruling circle. They were no longer nations. We found that in order to be internationalists, we had to also be nationalists, or at least acknowledge nationhood. Internationalism, if I understand the word, means the interrelationship among a group of nations. But since no nation exists, and since the United States is in fact an empire, it's impossible for us to be internationalists. These transformations and phenomena require us to call ourselves intercommunalists, because nations have been transformed into communities of the world. That's the words and ideas of Dr. Huey P. Newton. The value of any theory is not a question about the theorist, but how clearly it tracks and predicts reality. In 1972, Huey wrote The Technology Question, which all but predicted the fall of the Soviet Union. Dr. Newton critiqued the late Soviet policy of peaceful coexistence, which Newton blamed on an incorrect analysis of the very nature of the imperialists. Huey characterized this idea as a blow to the many countries opposing the empire, such as Vietnam. Dr. Newton reasoned that this policy was, in fact, an admission of Soviet weakness, which damaged resistance movements in the so-called Third World. His conclusion is a biting one. He wrote, "With a high quality of Soviet development at a time when the United States was less advanced than it is today, the Russians could have built up the necessary force to oppose imperialism. Now, all they can do is whimper like whipped dogs and talk about peaceful coexistence so that they will not be destroyed." This presents the world with the hard fact that the United States is the only state power in the world. Russia has become, like all other nations, no more than a satellite of the United States. American rulers do not care about how much Russians say that they are the Soviets, as long as Ford can build its motor company in their territory. In late 1991, less than 20 years after Huey wrote these words, the Soviet Union essentially abolished itself, and Russia began the long trek to crony capitalism. Dr. Huey P. Newton, known to history as one of the principal founders of the Black Panther Party, but also one hell of a political theorist. Thank you for your time. On the move from imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.
Hey, and we are back. That was Mumia Abu-Jamal, political prisoner. The genius inside. And we want to wish you happy holidays from the Prison Pipeline Collective and give some shouts out to our amazing hosts on the show. This is a year in reflection. I'll be joining you next time in 2018. So technically, this is also our New Year's special, if you will, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, we know that there's several different types of New Year's that are out there. But we've had on the show, just in the last year or so, some amazing people and organizations doing work fighting the criminal justice system, fighting mass incarceration, prison industrial complex. And just to mention a few, we've had Phoenix Rising, Transitional Services, Red Lodge Transitional Services, Critical Resistance, the Jericho Movement, Portland Prisoner Support, Portland Anarchist Black Cross, Incarcerated Workers of the World, Books to Prisoners, and we've also had some amazing hip-hop artists who either have been formerly incarcerated or have friends and family members who are incarcerated, such as Swiggle Mandela and Libretto and Zen down in Salem. So big ups to y'all. On that note of giving shouts out and to have a few very warm holiday messages, we're going to play a few minutes of those in a second here that was recorded by one of our lovely hosts who's always holding it together, Miss Karen James. We're very thankful for Karen James holding this collective together for many years now, and also earlier members such as Ruth Kovacs. And with us today, well, not tonight, but with us in the collective is also Amy Johnson and Emma Lugo, Carlos Chavez and his amazing work with incarcerated youth, and of course Doug McVeigh, who is very versed in the whole world of the whole incarceration around drugs and the drug wars and a lot of other fun facts that we sometimes overlook when we talk about kind of the ball of wax on these issues. So again, thanks to Karen James, we have a recording here. There are 14 messages from the Family Preservation Project's alumni reunion on December 9th. Just to talk about the organization a little bit, Family Preservation Project is at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility in Wilsonville, and they utilize a holistic family-centered approach to assist incarcerated women rehabilitate, form connections with their family, and prepare for their lives after incarceration. FPP's mission is to interrupt the intergenerational cycle of criminal justice involvement, poverty, and addiction, and they work to keep imprisoned mothers in contact with their children, the common sense theory being that the family that stays together stays out of jail together. So we're going to take a few minutes and hear some really nice, warm holiday greetings from folks to their friends and loved ones.
My name is Angie. Just a shout out to all the women at Coffee Creek. Just happy holidays to you all, and keep on working on yourselves and bettering yourselves every day.
My name is Ashley Thomas, and my shout out is to Kelly Jones at Coffee Creek. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas and I love you. And then my second shout out is to Eric Foster at EOCI in Pendleton. I wanted to say Merry Christmas and I love you.
My name is Anthony, and I just want to say hi to Eric Foster because he's in jail. Merry Christmas. I hope you get out soon. Have a nice day.
Hi, my name is Crystal Magana, and there's a lot of women back at Coffee Creek that were my friends while I was incarcerated and became surrogate family to me, and those women are still my family today. And two of those ladies that are still inside, Melissa Gomez and Angela Kim, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and you're both moms and you're doing amazing, and you're both involved on one level or another with the Family Preservation Project. And I just encourage you to keep doing what's right, because it's going to lead you to a better life once you leave incarceration and you join society. Like, life is not easy, but it's amazing when you live it on life's terms.
My name is Kylie Goss. I'm an intern with the Family Preservation Project in Coffee Creek, and I just want to give a shout out to all the moms that are currently serving time. Have a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas, and shout out to anyone who's incarcerated in Oregon or anywhere else, really. Merry Christmas, and I know it's hard in there, but you'll get through. Merry Christmas, Chris Montoya. This is Ashley, and anyone else. Love you.
My name's Sophia. My dad is Chris Montoya. I miss you. Merry Christmas. Hope you have a good day. Love you.
My name is Floyd Thomas. I met a lot of the ladies while my daughter was incarcerated. I don't know a lot of their names, but they were all lovely ladies, and I wish them all a Merry Christmas.
I'm Georgia, and for all the kids who moms are in jail, I want you to keep your faith strong and be so strong that you don't have to cry all night for them. So I want you to stay strong for me. Happy holidays to all the kids and parents.
My name is Kevon Shannon. My dad's name is Warren Millington. I love you, Dad. I miss you, Dad, and Merry Christmas.
So this is Carrie Goodenough. I want to give a shout out to Jessica Hauser at Coffee Creek. I love you so much, and I'm here, and I can't wait to see you. And then also to my dear, sweet, beloved husband, Randy Morris. I love you, and I miss you. And I am going to be here for you until I see you at those gates. I love you.
Hi, my name is Jackie Witt, and I want to send a shout out to the ladies at Coffee Creek. Stay strong, and just know that people out in the community are praying for you, and we hope to see you soon. God bless you all, and happy holidays.
My name is Zandon Morris, and I want to say hi to my dad, Randy Morris. I miss you. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Beatrice, and I want to wish all you ladies at Coffee Creek and FPP
happy holidays!
All right, we are back. For those who are just tuning in, you are listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We're having our holiday party here at the Boo, live in the booth, here for you, one and only. So we want to thank you for listening in, and we want to give a couple updates and political prisoner shouts out and mention one or two events before we close out. And one thing worth mentioning when we talk about incarceration is overseas as well, and some of the struggles that we don't get to hear about enough, and young people also locked up in countries around the world, the Middle East and in Palestine. And there's a recent release that came out with New York for Palestine Coalition, which is rallying to demand the release of Ahmed and Nariman Tamimi and all Palestinian child prisoners. In the last week, Israeli occupation forces, the IOF, abducted 16-year-old Ahmed Tamimi, arrested her parents, Nariman and Bassem, when they rushed to her defense in Israel detention, and detained Ahmed's cousin, Noor, a 21-year-old journalist. They condemned the target artists of members of the Tamimi family in Nabi Sela by IOF and the detention and abuse of Palestinian children. In the aftermath of Trump's Jerusalem announcement, over 450 Palestinians have been arrested by occupation forces, 138 of them children, including Al-Khaliq Bernat, son of activist Liad Bernat, and two of his friends. We call on different organizations that support Palestinian struggle for liberation to mobilize in defense of the Palestinian children who are currently being detained by this settler state, and demand for their release. So this is going on all over the world, and it's a big problem, ball of wax, that we got to figure out. And so this is where, you know, we ask people to get involved, and there's definitely a bunch of organizations here in Portland that are looking at those issues. And, you know, there's Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights working on similar ones that we just mentioned. But again, aside from some of the guests that we've had, there's also groups like Enlace who are great, that are doing a lot of work about the ICE detention centers and working regionally in the Northwest cooperatively with other groups to look at the detention centers and really try to help support friends and family members of folks in these facilities as well. So that's where we need everybody's help. There's stuff going on in Florida to check out. There is a Florida prison strike letter writing and info share night, and that'll be happening in early January. That's on January 11th. It's Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Naros Info Shop and Community Space at 7101 North Lombard Street. and you can learn about the upcoming January 15th strikes planned for Florida prisons with Portland Anarchist Black Cross, and they'll also be writing to many political prisoners. We've had guests from the Jericho Movement before, supporting people from long-term revolutionary nationalist struggles here in North America, in the United States, people who've been locked up for over 40 years. And so, for example, if people are familiar with Russell Maroon Schoetz, he was recently transferred to SCI Dallas at 3:30 a.m. on December 12th. And he was told to pack up, and he was on the road by 5 a.m., arriving at Dallas at 7:30 p.m. He was doing well, but the reason was given that he had single cell status, and there are no new single cells in that new prison in Phoenix. So family and friends are disappointed by the long distance it will now take to visit him. You can write to Russell Maroon Schoetz at SCI Dallas, and if you refer to the website for thejerichomovement.com, then you can find that information. So click on prisoners at that website, thejerichomovement.com. Other political prisoners, such as Ronza Bowers, recently just got a clean bill of health from his doctor today and found that there's not a cancer cell in his body. We were worried about Veronza, and so he's doing much better too. You can write to Veronza Bowers at FMC Butner, which is in North Carolina. Again, go to the website, thejerichomovement.com, to find the addresses for these political prisoners. Also, Fred Muhammad Burton had celebrated his birthday on December 15th, but it's not too late to shoot him a note, so we wanted to give a December birthday shout out. So, on the note of talking about long-term political prisoners, many of our hosts and guests, we've talked about Leonard Peltier for many years, and we've had Chauncey Peltier on the show as well, his son, who's also been working around freeing Leonard and whatnot. And so big shouts out to Chauncey, big shouts out to Leonard. We realized that it was exactly 42 years ago, on the 17th of December, that he was extradited from Canada. So he recently has been having some visits, and people have continued to work on Leonard's behalf, and now he's down in Florida. So Leonard does ask us to send everybody his thanks for standing by him all these years. Some people get surprised sometimes when we're talking about Leonard Peltier because they think that he was released for some reason, which is not the case. So he's still in, he's down in Florida. And so we know it's been over 40 more years, and our commitment to getting Leonard out will have to continue. We didn't happen with Obama, and we'll see what that's going to be like with Bozo the Clown in office now. So, but we know that Leonard is innocent, and if the justice system worked, then a lot of people would be out, probably including a lot of people that are listening to this show tonight. So we're gonna actually close out a little early and leave you with a little bit of music to jam out to. Again, keeping in the holiday spirit, we hope you are warm and safe again, and not driving around too much, but it looks like the roads are getting a little bit better, so that's cool. We also want to thank all the great people involved with KABU and the station. You're in reflection. Don't forget that KABU is going to be an anniversary here. Big anniversary. A lot of stuff's going to be happening. We're hooking up with the Oregon Historical Society. So go to the website. Check us out. Donate. Support all these great volunteers. We're doing this stuff on a shoestring practically, but we're making it happen, and we're coming to you live. Look, we're even here on the holidays, right? And we got a great board. We got some new board members. Give a shout out to them. We got a bunch of great staff over the years too. So I'm keeping it real from 2017 to 2018. And if you're inside or you're outside, we want to send you warm greetings, and we'll check you out next year. This is a big thing we got to do here, people. We got to come together and get these folks out and we got to find something better as we move forward in the 21st century. If we're going to be sustainable in North America, we can't have the prison system that we have. So keep listening to Prison Pipeline. And for those of you inside, know that we're thinking about you. And reach out to us if you ever get a chance. Write us over at KBOO Prison Pipeline Collective. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, when you get out, we'll get you on the show, too, and talk about these horrors and these stories of this criminal injustice system that we were facing here. So, again, want to give our shouts out to our genius engineer here, working the board, man, on the holidays for free. He volunteers his time, Mr. Michael Fictalis. And we will see you in 2018. Thanks, y'all. Peace out.
KBOO is in this year's Willamette Week Give Guide. KBOO has inspired and supported communities for nearly 50 years. You were an important part of this work, and your gift to KBOO builds fiercely just, creative, and independent radio. Join your friends and neighbors in supporting KBOO in the Give Guide. It's easy and secure. Help us make our $18,000 goal before December 31st. Go to the giveguide.org website and find KBOO in the Creative Expression section. And as always, thank you for your support of KBOO.